Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
And he does certainly have influence as a world expert when it comes to nutrition. Dr. Vincent Chandrawinata is also an entrepreneur. He's founder of Renovasho, and that's a world first for antioxidants. Today he joins me to talk about breakfast. I heard that if you skip breakfast, it's a really great way to lose weight, and that if you supplement breakfast with something called bulletproof coffee, which is breakfast with MCT oil, it gives you all the energy that you need to get your day going. So, is it time to question that phrase, breakfast is the most important meal of the day? Is breakfast really necessary? Well, again, you know, there are lots of studies that show that breakfast is important. People who eat breakfast usually healthier. But does skipping breakfast help you increase your metabolism? There are observational studies, and then, of course, there are published studies. And we know that with intermittent fasting gaining traction, I see it all over the place. You know, people talking about it, posting about it. And that's an eating pattern where you cycle between periods of fasting and eating. It's one of the fastest rising health trends. But we get behind the trends right now with Dr. Vincent Chandrawinata. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's good to say hello to you in the morning.
It is indeed. Okay, Dr. Vince, why do we say breakfast is the most important meal of the day? Is it time to question that truism?
I think it is a really great topic to kickstart our Ask Dr. Vince in the morning, because day in, day out, we always say that eat your fruit, eat your vegetables, and eat a balanced, healthy diet. However, when it comes to breakfast, I feel that there are two groups of people, everyday people as well as among scientists, whether or not breakfast really is the most important meal of the day. People who are in the group of promoting breakfast or supporting breakfast is arguing that, first of all, starting your day with breakfast kickstart your metabolism rate. And we all know that the metabolic rate that your body registers in the morning determines the metabolic rate that your body will have throughout the day. So by giving your body fuel in the form of breakfast, it actually does help your metabolic rate. But more than that, people argue that it also helps your body to not overeat throughout the day. Because if you start with an empty stomach, you will tend to snack throughout the day.
That's interesting. What about this whole aspect of weight loss? You know, people saying the intermittent fast is the way to go. And so if you skip breakfast, you have like an 8-hour window that starts about 12 to 8. That's going to help you lose weight. So I guess the question is skipping breakfast, does it have a link to weight loss?
This is where it gets interesting, and I can always count on you, Michelle, to pick an interesting topic, because I can also see the science holds up when you are arguing about skipping breakfast, because studies have shown that this is a limited randomized trial. However, it still gives you quite a comprehensive snapshot of skipping breakfast. A study by Monash University actually shows that people who skip breakfast eat 260 less calorie compared to people who eat breakfast. And this actually makes sense, because if you skip a meal, it really does mean that you're skipping a slice of your ham and cheese croissant, or you're skipping your blueberry muffins, and it actually counts if you do it every day. And when it comes to the intermittent fasting trend or the intermittent fasting diet, I can see the point that if you are not eating breakfast in the morning and substituting it with caffeine-rich drinks, for example, like bulletproof coffee, you don't actually sacrifice your metabolic rate, because the caffeine content in the bulletproof coffee actually kickstarts your metabolic rate. So you get the benefit of your body registering high metabolic rate in the morning without the sort of kind of quote-unquote disadvantage of the calories in the morning.
That's really interesting. I was researching breakfast, actually, because, you know, we're all about powerful ways to get your day going here on Your Money. And I was wondering where breakfast being the most important meal of the day came from, Dr. Vincent. Apparently, there's some marketing involved. It goes back to a 1944 marketing campaign that was launched by a manufacturer called General Foods, and they wanted to sell more cereal. And so, you know, they trotted out this breakfast is the most important meal of the day sort of line. wine, which we have come to imbibe. We all sort of think that that's true unconditionally. But then, like you say, there are new studies. But what actually happens to our bodies when we do skip breakfast? I think it's important to think of the possible consequences as well.
It all goes without saying that whenever you're changing your routine, especially when it comes to your nutritional intake, you need to make sure to be on the safe side. So people say, for example, people who are pregnant, elderly, or people who are in their growing stage, like youngsters and teenagers, probably are more at risk when you are changing their diet. However, I don't think it hurts to try skipping breakfast, because when it comes to all of the scientific studies and proofs, I came to a conclusion that there is no one size that fits all,
right?
Because my lifestyle might be different to your lifestyle. So if you want to try, you can try skipping your breakfast, but make sure that you still have something, be it the bulletproof coffee or your activated phenolics or even a piece of fruit that gives you that metabolic rate registration in the morning. Because I really do believe that if you start with a slumping metabolic rate in the morning, you will actually feel quite tired throughout the day. And registering high metabolic rate in the morning doesn't necessarily mean that you have to eat something or drink caffeine. You can also kickstart your metabolic rate by having your exercise in the morning, because that does increase your heart rate. And again, you'll have the benefit of high metabolic rate without the disadvantage of eating calories.
Okay, well, now you got me thinking about exercising, and I'm hungry for a ham and cheese croissant all at the same time. Dr. Vincent Chandrawinata is my guest. He is a researcher, world-renowned researcher in the area of nutrition. We're all about powerful ways to get your morning going here on Your Money. I'm Michelle Martin, and we're asking Dr. Vincent Chandrawinata if it's a good idea to skimp on breakfast, or, you know, whether that's a terrible, terrible idea. Things change over time, right? I mean, in history, in medieval Europe, the idea of breakfast was seen as a luxury for the wealthy and really only a necessity for laborers. Imagine that, how things have changed. Okay, Dr. Vince, is there a recommended time that we should be eating breakfast if we are on that side of the camp?
Probably not so much on the time, but more on the type of breakfast. You mentioned that breakfast is the most important meal. It was actually coined as a marketing scheme. And I do believe that when you're talking about breakfast, it's more important of what type of food that you're eating. Because when we're talking about breakfast cereal, I don't know if you noticed throughout the years, lately, the sugar content in breakfast cereals, be it cornflake or Milo or Cocoa Crunch, are actually getting higher and higher. And I think this is the problem, because when you are teaching kids about the importance of nutritional balance in breakfast, but you're giving them something that, in my opinion, considered as a junk food, because yes, it does give them energy for a short span of time because of the sugar spike. However, it really does bring them down. And this is the problem, because when you send them to school with high energy, but by 10 o'clock, they're feeling tired and sleepy, you actually it is counterproductive in terms of supporting their learning as well as efficiency at school.
Absolutely. So that's a sugar high that you're talking about, right? The crash that comes after you have all that sugar. That leaves you feeling worse. Do you have that when you have, you know, some bulletproof coffee?
Not so much, because the main reason behind why intermittent fasting is so popular and is so effective is because when you put your body in that period of not eating, it actually helps your body to regulate the insulin spike, and that is the main contributing factor towards your body be able to lose the excess weight. It helps in terms of lowering the inflammation. It also helps in terms of preventing degenerative diseases such as cardiovascular diseases as well as diabetes. So although intermittent fasting sounds like a gimmick or sounds like just another fad or trend, scientifically it actually works, because if you are training your body by regulating the insulin response, it will actually affect your hormonal period. It also affects your mood. And we all know that our mood controls what we eat, but also vice versa. What we eat controls our mood. And this is the reason why weight loss is not just a mathematical problem. It is much more complex than that.
Yeah, there are a whole cascade of consequences that come from skipping a meal or, you know, depending on the choices that you make for your meals. And of course, very interesting to hear about that cascade of benefits with intermittent fasting as well, Dr. Vince. I'm a grazer. I like eating all the time. Food is a major source of pleasure for me. But I know there are people out there who, you know, as they get older, find that they need less and less in terms of meals. So if there is a meal that we want to skip, perhaps, which meal is that? Do you think that we can do that safely?
From my own personal experience, I really do believe that if you need to skip meal, probably lunch is the best one to skip, because if you have a hearty, healthy breakfast, you don't necessarily need that extra calorie during your lunchtime. And also, in my experience, it actually does help to boost your productivity, because it makes you less likely to feel sleepy during the day. And it also helps you to avoid your impulse decision for junk food. Because when you're pressed for time at work, people tend to just go and buy whatever they can get and eat in a rush. And it does bad things to your blood sugar and insulin response. And I don't like the idea of skipping dinner, because in a lot of families, in a lot of households, dinner is actually a moment, a time of the day that you are actually catching up and be social within your family. Sure. So dinner offers not only nutritional value for your body, but it also offers that social impact with your family. Skip lunch if you have to skip something.
Yeah, or have everything, you know, have everything, but just make sure you're making good choices for each of your meals. Thank you so much for joining us today. That's Dr. Vincent Chandrawinata, entrepreneur, founder of Renovatio, and also a world expert when it comes to nutrition. Here on Ask Dr. Vince.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.